Well, good morning. It is Sunday, May the 7th, 2023. What time is it? 6:46. Yeah, 6:46 a.m. It wasn't supposed to rain till afternoon, and it just started a very light sprinkle. Anyway, I won't melt. I got plenty of layers on. Unfortunately, one of them is not my raincoat. I didn't think it was going to rain. It was supposed to rain this afternoon. Hi, I'm back. Look at me walking. Or listen to me walking or whatever. It took 2 days. I said it was going to take 2 days when I finished that run. Finished that that draft. And I was thinking I was going to take 2 days because the book was done. Unfortunately, there's continuity. One of the problems with taking chunks out of here and putting them there is that they don't necessarily smooth. They don't necessarily move smoothly. And sometimes I copied instead of cut, and so the same conversation appears multiple times. And yeah. So I took 2 days. I took the 2 days that I promised myself. Yes, I played Horizon Zero Dawn from early in the morning until way too late at night. And it felt great. Taking 2 days. The first day, I didn't really... One day didn't do it. I was like... I spent too much of the first day, too much of Friday, doing chores, playing catch up. I needed to bake bread. I had to make a grocery run. Well, I had to make a pharmacy run. I just got groceries while I was there. So it didn't really feel like much of a day off. So yesterday I got up and said, no, I'm going to take the second day. Because I didn't have to do anything yesterday. I didn't have to go out, didn't have to fix any kind of meals. I ate cereal and peanut butter toast and threw a frozen dinner in the oven at dinner time. Nuked a can of green beans. But I basically had the day off. I did not do diddly yesterday, and it felt great. And the temptation to take a third day, I have to say, there was a temptation to take a third day. But I knew I would kick myself if I didn't get back on the horse. If I didn't actually make the day. It's like, okay, those 2 days were special. Set them aside. Get back in the routine. One of the problems was that I found myself at the end of the day and not having done the things that I wanted to do. So like last night, in fact both nights, I had forgotten to feed the sourdough starter. No, that's not true. I fed the sourdough starter on Friday when I baked. But last night, I'm getting ready to close out my daily page and realize I haven't fed the starter. I hadn't written my haiku for the day because it was Saturday, and Saturday the prompts come in late. I get a week's worth of prompts on Saturday, but I write my haiku in the morning when I get up. So if the prompt isn't there, I have to wait for it. And so, yeah, I said, all right, well, I'll check back later, and didn't. And only discovered it about 8 o'clock last night. I feel like I phoned it in, but at least I wrote the haiku. I'm quite pleased with it, don't get me wrong. But I did miscount the syllables. I had to fix it this morning. And I got up early today, 10 minutes to 5, and gave up on the night. I had, for the first time in forever, had leg cramps. One calf locked up and wouldn't let go. Guy riding along with no hands on his handlebars. Better hope he doesn't hit a pothole. So it felt good today to get back to the normal page, having the prompt on time. I've got the work cut out for me today. I've got to identify the duplicate conversations. I've got to identify the awkward transitions. And luckily they're all in the last, like, 4 chapters. So I don't have to put the whole book into memory at the same time. I can just look at the last 4 chapters and tag, fix, and scan again. It was something I had to do in book one fairly comprehensively. It is the one thing that Scrivener does really well by letting you take a scene, isolate it out into its own piece, and then move those pieces around. It doesn't help with the transitions. You still have to write the correct transition from one scene to the next. But isolating them out as whole scenes and then just working on this, making sure that the scene is continuous, is coherent, is a lot easier than trying to change a scene that transitions in the middle from one thing to another, which apparently I do too often. Anyway, I will work on that today. It'll probably take all my writing time today. But if I start when I get back, I'll have pretty much all afternoon to play to get back to Aloy and the machines. I think it was a week ago today. I got the game. I keep thinking I'm going to restart the game and do a bunch of things differently. And the answer is, if I think about it, I'm not really. I mean, there's a lot of mechanics. There's part of it is practice. I've shot the bow many, many times. I've discovered the upgraded bows, and I figured out how to improve the bows. The spear, apparently I can upgrade the spear, but I have to take a particular quest line to make that happen. A spear is pretty awesome already. I suck at it, but it's a pretty awesome tool. Come on up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So the bread's coming along. I baked a double loaf of yeast bread. Yes, Friday. No. Yeah, Friday. So I didn't have to bake bread yesterday or today. But I want to make some sourdough. So I'll probably make a double, at least, maybe. I'd like to make a double set of double of sourdough. But the fam doesn't like the sourdough as much as I do. The yeast bread is 40% wheat, so it has a really nice nutty flavor. It has no egg, so it has a very crumbly crumb. If I put an egg in it, I think it would smooth the dough out a little bit. I'm really quite pleased with the bread the way it is. Both of them. Actually, the sourdough, I'm still working on the sourdough. The sourdough tends to puff up in the middle. It's hard to get a good loaf shape. I get sort of a cake shape with a big bulge in the middle and not very much on each end. And I suspect part of it has to do with the way I'm shaping the loaves and the amount of dough that's in the middle as opposed to each end isn't exactly distributed well. So we'll have to look at that and see if I can't do that better. The lilacs. It's gone for a couple of days and the lilacs have started blooming. All those little tiny budlings. I can't smell anything. All those little tiny budlings have now mostly erupted into flowers. Somebody's chirping up a storm. Half a dozen grackles sitting up in the top of this tree. Thank you. Those two are regular grackles, but I know at least one of them I saw it fly in was a boat tail. You can tell they're by their, obviously by their tails, they have a deep V shape when flying. Kind of like a reverse boat prow. Oh, it's another early morning walker. Guy with his little camel colored puppy. I don't know what kind of dog it is. Snickerpoodle or something. Doesn't look like the right conformation for a poodle. My mouth is drying out like every 5 minutes, it seems like. I can go for hours sometimes and not have to, you know, not have my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. And I'm still learning to talk with a big hole in my dentition on the in the back of the left side. Occasionally it still comes out kind of slurry. Easy dog. Chromecast business. Got the company truck out for Sunday morning ride or early morning call on a Sunday. A blue jay. That's the first blue jay I've seen in a long time. Oh, the sun's gonna peek out through the clouds now. It was really a pretty dawn with the sun coming up under the edge of the clouds and then sort of disappearing behind them. But there were a few moments of golden rays this morning. It was pretty. It was really pretty. I happened to be in the kitchen to catch it, picking up a cup of coffee. If I'd been a few minutes sooner, I could have gotten out at sunrise. I haven't had a real sunrise picture in a long time. Oh, wow. The flowering crabs are flowering. These are beautiful. I particularly like these pink ones. There's some pink ones and there's some white ones. Pink ones are really making me think of Sakura. Pink cherry blossoms. These fig trees still don't look all that great. They've got a few flowering limbs, but they've got a lot of dead-looking sticks still. this ancient cottonwood is putting out a little bit of greenery. Great, I'll have cotton in my garage again. Makes a hell of a mess. This maple tree is just going great guns. I need to get out my pruning saw and trim off some of the suckers from these lower branches so that they're not in the way before they get real big and obnoxious. Before they get bigger and more obnoxious. All right, let's see if today I can pull out the right phone, the one that has the recorder running on it. And I did. Because here we are at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.